as Congress continues to deal with the looming cuts that threaten to impact every aspect of the U.S. domestic budget, top congressional leaders were on Howard's campus today in dialogue with students who could find their Pell Grants and other educational aids in the crossroads of those cuts. Here's Democratic Majority Whip Steny Hoyer.
Our students need to be energized because, frankly, the impact of sequestration and their on them is greater because they're going to be here longer.
The chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus, Representative G.K. Butterfield of North Carolina, says Congress is struggling with these cuts because the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan weren't paid for under the Bush administration. Neither was Medicaid Part D. That created a $1.4 trillion deficit, and the Republican-controlled Congress has decided to cut spending that may disproportionately affect minorities. There's not a lot of time to deal with the issue, he says.
No deals this time. You're going to pay your bills. We're going to raise the debt limit. And so keep your eyes on that. November 5th, it's a big day.
That's why Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick facilitated the roundtable. He says it's a return on investment.
It's really, at the end of the day, about the students. And I think demystifying some of this, breaking the walls down, and for them to be able to sit in the same room and hear directly from the people who make the decisions is an invaluable experience.
From the Founders Library at Howard University, Troy Johnson, WHUR News.